Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I feel good because you know who is here, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Todd Thompson is here with me this morning. Hey,
morning,
Todd.
Matt. How are you?
I always look forward when you're here because I get to find out what's going on in the community and what the chamber's up to.
Yeah. Always like providing the updates. Keeping everyone informed about what's going on.
Well, Todd and I were talking a little bit before we went on the air that we're both kind of reeling because all of a sudden it's September. How did that happen?
It's just nuts.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, today's the 31st.
Right.
But then you started telling me about some of the things that are upcoming, and I thought, well, wait, isn't that in September?
Yeah. Here we are.
Right. So what is going on at the Pensacola Chamber?
And how
are you doing?
We're doing great. You know, we're back into our busy season, so lots of events happening.
Oh, yeah.
So this Friday, we'll have Good Morning Pensacola. It's always the first Friday of the month.
And that's the chamber breakfast.
That's our breakfast, our monthly membership breakfast. And this month, it's sponsored by Florida Blue.
Oh, nice.
And so we'll get some updates on what they're doing and probably some good health tips.
Good timing.
Things you should be doing keep those insurance rates down.
Right.
So very excited about that. And again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com if you want to register. We prefer that you go ahead and do that. That just helps us know how many people are coming. And if we get sold out, which happens quite a bit, then, we got to let people know. So
it's a great networking event.
Yeah,
and
it
really is early enough so that you just go to work a little bit late, maybe.
We're out of there by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so it's worth it.
Great networking, about 120 people each month.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a program. We'll feature our nonprofit of the month and Small Business of the Month. So those are great recognitions.
Oh, absolutely. Who decides on those, by the way?
How
does that work?
Yeah, so the sponsor gets to pick nonprofit that they want to feature.
Oh, so, that's neat.
That's part of, the sponsorship that they get that opportunity. And then our Small Business of the Month is typically picked by our ambassadors. So mm-hmm. we have an ambassador meeting each month.
Right.
And they, do the nominations and the selections. So.
Well, what's kind of cool about that is that then the winner of the Small Business of the Month, all 12 of them are then eligible for the Small Business of the Year. Is
right.
that correct?
Yeah. So that's a great segue. right. Perfect segue into next Tuesday, September 8th, we will have our annual meeting at Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones, there in on the water in Pensacola. Very excited again for this event. We are almost sold out, so if you want to get a ticket for that, I don't know. We might have a full table left, but I know we have some individual tickets. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in attending next Tuesday, go to PensacolaChamber.com, get that done quickly because those will be gone in the next few days. But yeah, so at our annual meeting, you get an update from our leadership on, kind of a year in review.
Nice.
So what we've been doing
mm-hmm.
and a preview into the next year. And you may be saying, well, why are we doing this in September? So
right. Yeah, it's interesting because different chambers do different things all
right.
over the country.
Well, so the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce was founded on September 20th, 1889.
Wow.
So that's why we hold our annual meeting in September.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So we are Florida's oldest chamber, first settlement, oldest mm-hmm. chamber. Yeah, very proud of that. And so that's why we hold it in September.
I love it.
This year on September 8th. And so we as a part of the program, we will announce our Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year. Well, we recognize a service member of the year,
mm-hmm.
so someone who's done outstanding community service, that sort of thing. One of our service members, which is obviously You know, we're so proud to be able to do that.
And, sure.
And appreciate Pennair, their support of that award. And then we recognize our Ambassador of the Year.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Right. And then Board Member of the Year.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's
so
nice.
Just, you know, like to highlight those folks who really, you know, give their time to the chamber, both, you know, the Ambassador of the Year and the Board Member of the Year, folks that, you know, they're there. They're,
right.
they're supporting us.
They're all volunteers. People may not realize
right.
those folks are all volunteers volunteering their time.
Yeah. So so a great slate of awards that we'll announce. And again, you know, like I said, we'll have a kind of a wrap-up of, of what our activities of this year, and then a look ahead to what we'll be doing next year.
Now, is it at this time that you announce your new board of directors for the coming year, or is that something that happens in January or later?
So we have 2-year terms for our board. So this is the end of year one going into year two. So there won't be a new slate of board members. There won't be new officers until next year.
I see. Okay.
We've just found that consistency over a 2-year period helps.
Absolutely.
When it was just a year, you know, it takes kind of the chair and the exec committee a few months to get their legs under them, then they hit their stride, and then it's over.
I think it takes about a year just to figure out what it's like to be on a board of any organization, frankly.
So it's worked well for us. It's provided some continuity, and you know, it's helped me, you know, kind of be able to work with that leadership over, you know, a couple years, as opposed to, you know, having to change. Yeah.
Well, what year are you on now? Are we coming up on 8? Is that?
Yeah. So I've been president about 7.5 years.
Wow, Todd, that's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, I know you've worked hard.
Well, you know, chamber life, you know it.
And yes, it's all too well.
it's a passion. It's it's something that we love. But, you know, it's nonstop. There's always something happening. But it's great. I mean, it's awesome to be able to work with the business community, support the business community, be engaged with all facets of what's happening in Pensacola, Escambia County, Northwest Florida.
This is an exciting time. I mean, I'm seeing a lot in the news. I'm seeing a lot of economic development.
Yes.
And you just had your big event just recently about that. Can you give us a little bit of update? Because I have to say, I feel like I get around Pensacola a lot. But the other day I was driving on part of a downtown area that I hadn't been to in a while. And I went, oh, my gosh, I saw all this development of housing and just a lot of buildings going up. And I was surprised. I feel like I'm a person that's kind of in the know. But can you kind of update us on some of the big things that are coming our way? And because you have been very involved with that.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, like you said, a lot of, you know, there's more housing coming, you know, downtown, development that's happening across from Blue Wahoo Stadium.
That was the one I noticed.
It
was really going up fast, I feel like.
Yeah, and then there's another one that's going up right next to it.
Right.
So, you know, more housing downtown, which is, people want. And obviously there's a housing shortage in our area, which I think we're catching up, you know, but it's still, you know, affordability is a challenge. So, you know, bringing more supply into the system is going to help with that. Very excited to see that. I mean, obviously, you know, the 9 Mile Road area, Beulah, that continues to explode. So that's what you want to see. I mean, if you're not growing, you're dying. So that's, you know, I know some people like, oh, I loved it when it was like this, or, you know, kind of nostalgic.
Well,
but I mean, that's, you know,
change
is inevitable. And, you know, that's, you know, we're involved with all aspects of what's happening. You know, last week, the mayor held his workforce development summit. You know,
how did that go?
He's really forward looking in terms of, okay, these are the things that are happening. We've got, you know, Burdon's coming in, shipbuilding at the port. We have Field International, ST is still here. I mean, sometimes I think people forget about, you know, ST, you know, just because we have these new things coming in, but they're still here. They're going to need workers. So a lot of things happening in the workforce development space. I don't know if you saw yesterday's P&J, our workforce development director, Jesse Wolf, had an op-ed in there talking about how we're working, the chamber is working with CareerSource Escarosa, and being that conduit between the business community and the educational providers, you know, the Georgetowns, the Lachlans,
UWF, PSC,
PCC, the school districts, you know, and just, you know, how do we kind of, again, look ahead? What are the jobs of the future? What do we need to be focusing on? What are those certificates that students need to get while they're still in high school?
Even, right.
You know, so they could get out and walk into a really good paying job with a great future, you know, with not having to take on debt to go to a 4-year, you know, university. Why, you know, we want kids to do that, but I mean, there are some kids that not be the path that they need.
There may be a more direct route for them.
Right.
Now. More so probably than a few years ago, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
The awareness has really changed. And I've noticed just myself, I remember when I first came here 20 something years ago, the big concern was that the kids that were graduating from all, we do have great universities here.
Right.
And schools and colleges like Georgetown, and they were leaving.
Yeah.
They weren't staying here.
Right.
So the challenge was, as I recall, was to get them to stay here. And I think that Chamber and a lot of the workforce development, especially Career Escarosa, has really been doing a great job of finding reasons to have them stay.
Yeah, and that's important to me. That's important to us at the Chamber. Yeah, we've got this great talent that's coming through.
Right. We've got talented people here.
A-rated school district for the first time this past year.
Yay.
And, you know, something to really celebrate. But yeah, we want to keep that talent here and, you know, not have them go to Atlanta or Birmingham or, you know, wherever else they're going.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so many great things, you know, our quality of life is phenomenal.
A plus.
You know, starting with the beaches and everything else, you know, we're about to get into festival season where there's many things happening every weekend.
You
know, if you're complaining that you don't have something to do, then the problem is you, not, you know. There's going to be lots, so.
Well, part of the issue I think that you're addressing is that all of these things sort of intertwine, because if you can get the talent here, then can you give them the affordable living, especially for those that are on their first jobs, that kind of thing, where they may not be able to afford the luxury of a condo on the beach just yet.
Not yet, but getting those starter.
So all those different pieces have to come together, and then something is not simple, but as simple as infrastructure and what is happening with the downtown and Palo Fox and all the different ways to accommodating all of that.
Right.
All of that falls under the Chamber umbrella in one way or another.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned infrastructure. So something that our board has endorsed is the local option sales tax renewal.
Yes.
So that's coming up in November.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Because a lot of folks think, oh, good, I don't have to pay any more money. But that's not how it's going to work.
No. I mean, this will be the fourth renewal of this local option sales tax. So it is $50 million a year that goes to, and it specifically goes to infrastructure in our community in Escambia County. So roads, stormwater, sidewalks, all these, you know.
Fire services.
Right, yeah.
And police,
fire trucks, and, things like that.
Emergency services.
So if we don't pass this, then that's $50 million that the county has to come up with. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this property tax, amendments on the ballot. So it's just a lot of things that, you know, we're keeping an eye on. But, you know, LOST, local option sales tax, we've endorsed that.
So the chamber has taken an advocacy stand on that, which is to vote.
Yeah, vote yes.
Vote yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we'll be putting out more as we get closer to November.
To keep the tax. Vote yes to keep it.
Right.
Okay.
So, and it's passed, you know, pretty comfortably in the past, but you never know. I mean,
these times right now,
attitudes change.
Yeah,
and,
it's,
you know,
been difficult a couple of years.
It's a little different. So.
Yeah.
But we've got to keep it on front of mind.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's important to raise awareness. People may just, because unfortunately some folks get into they vote, but they get into the ballot booth and go, oh, I don't know about, what is this?
Yeah, yeah. So education is important, and, you know, we're going to help with that.
And you can go to the website for the county, either county, Santa Rosa or Escambia, and you can put your name in there, and you can find out exactly what your ballot's going to look like, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, and it'll have all the different amendments on there and the different things. So I tend to pull one up, print it, and start looking stuff up, because I like to be informed if I can.
And the super supervisors of elections in each county. They'll send you a sample ballot. Mm-hmm. So
and look in the mail for that.
Right. So definitely encourage you to be on the lookout. I mean, it's probably another, I don't know,
month or so.
You know, you can go through it and say, okay, here are the amendments that'll be on the ballot. You can do your research. Mm-hmm. So that is important because, you know, your vote counts.
And I might be a little nerdy, but I take that mail-in ballot that I get, and then I go look up all the different amendments so I understand what I'm voting on, and then I make a decision. So then when I walk into the voting booth, I've already filled out my little ballot.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it.
And then I just do it real quick because I've got it already. I didn't have to spend a half hour in the voting booth to figure it out.
Yeah, you're not, you know, having to think about it and wait, you know, understanding what the language
it's kind of tricky sometimes
on some of those amendments, like you say. It's a little tricky, and so looking at it in advance, doing a little research, and then I'm gonna vote yes on this, then that'll help.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. We do this every other Monday. And Todd is here with us, Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO. So if you've got a question for him about the chamber, chamber advocacy, some of the things we're talking about this morning, feel free to text in a comment or a question at 850-437-1620. September is here.
Yeah.
So you've got the good morning breakfast.
Right. So, and then
this Friday,
and then annual meeting next Tuesday. And then next Thursday, we moved up our business after hours of the month.
Oh,
just some scheduling conflicts. So, we'll be at the Florida Blue, their facility there on 9th Avenue, 9th and Airport.
Right there at the light.
Yep. Okay. So that's always, it's always a lot of fun. So that's next Thursday. You know, we ask. It's a free event, but if you can register, it just gives an idea of how many people are coming.
Well, and just to clarify, I always think that you and I are in the chamber world, so both of us kind of know what the business, I even call it the BAH, you know, the business after hours, it's acronym. But what if someone has no idea when that is? It's not that we're sitting around tables conducting business after hours.
Oh, no. It's networking.
Yeah,
it's fun.
There's a little alcohol involved usually and some snacks and things like that.
Right, so there are refreshments and, snacks and things like that. But
it's a social thing.
It's a social thing, So, you know, you come, you network, we'll have some door prizes. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's a fun way to kind of wrap up your day and
it's really
meet
fun.
Some folks.
It's always fun. It doesn't last a long time. It's usually, 5 to 7? Pretty quick. But it is a great way to network. And people still hand out their business cards, I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, some people have the
kind QR
code. The fancy new technology that they use. But most of it's still the traditional business cards that get exchanged. But I know I say this all the time, but over the years, I've just seen so many people connect.
Absolutely.
And, you know, make that business connection that they needed, or they needed some IT support, or they needed an accountant or something like that. And, you know, it happens at our business after hours, and it's great to see.
Well, because I'm an alumni, I'm kind of curious, how's your leadership class doing this year?
Right, yeah.
Leadership Pensacola is up and running.
Right, yeah. So they just had their opening retreat.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yes.
And so they're getting up and running, and it seems like a good class, you know. I think we have 48 this year.
Oh, and that's a nice size.
Yeah. So we shoot for around 50. Just kind of depends on how that all shakes out. But they'll have SimSoc will be in October. Know what that is, it's short for Simulated Society. It's a weekend where you're put in, you know, a society, and you know, you're on a team, and you have to figure out how to deal with problems and things that are thrown at you. And
every class is different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great bonding experience. You really get to know a lot of your classmates a lot better, and it kind of kicks off the year. But LEAP, it's really kind of the crown jewel of what our Chamber Foundation does. And so many leaders in our community have come through that program. And if you go through it, you know, you'll make friends for life.
Absolutely.
You know, I've had people tell me, you know, I still, You know, if I have a problem, if I have a legal problem, I know this attorney who is in my class I can call. Right. Or if I have a plumbing problem, I can, you know, reach out to this person and they'll fix me up. You know? So that's just part of the benefits. But you really get the behind the scenes look at our community. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a day every month. So you'll have, you know, healthcare day, you'll have military day, you'll have education day, and you'll hear from experts and leaders in our community who are in those fields, and you'll learn about how things work on the base, and how the hospitals do the things they do, and so it's just a great program, great experience. If you're interested in being in next year's class, so we pretty much follow the school year in terms of our calendar, but the nominations will open up in January.
Okay, so be on the lookout.
And you can nominate yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be nominated by someone. And then throughout the spring, there'll be the application process, and then we have a committee that makes the final selection. So
excellent.
But yeah, you know, you keep an eye out on social media, so you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So we'll be posting more information, you know, as we get closer to January.
Great.
On what to be on the lookout for, and you know, how you can be a part of it. But,
and you have an email too, that someone that even if you're not a chamber member, you can get on that email list.
Yeah, so we have, you know, our email list. You can send us your email to news@pensacolachamber.com, and we can, you know, we'll put you on our e-blast list, so you can see what's coming up, what, you know, all the great activities that are happening at the chamber. And, you know, but that's free for anyone. But, you know, we have a few other kind of perks for members. If you want, we have a community calendar on our website, which if, you know, you're a business, you have a sale or something you want to put on there. Nonprofits put a lot of their events on our chamber calendar. Mm-hmm. But that's something you have to be a member to be able to get. And then our member news, the same thing. If you're a member, you can, you know, if you have a new program or you know, you're opening a new location or a sale or something like that you want to announce, then you can send that in to that our news@pensacolachamber.com for members only.
Right.
And then we'll put that out. That goes out every Friday.
Nice. And then today's your day. We get a letter from the president today.
Yeah, yeah. So Monday is from the president's desk. We do e-blast with a little video on there, just, again, talking about our events and initiatives and what's upcoming. So
okay, well, we've got a couple minutes left. We can either do something you haven't mentioned yet that we would like to, or do you want to recap the events coming up this next week or two?
Yeah, so just again, Good Morning Pensacola this Friday at Scenic Hills Country Club. Doors open at 7:30. Program starts at 8. Go to PensacolaChamber.com to register for that. Annual meeting next Tuesday, September 8th. A lunch at Sanders Beach. And then business after hours next Thursday at Florida Blue, 5 to 7. So again, you know, so lots of opportunities, and you know, just always something happening.
That sounds like it. You have to go to PensacolaChamber.com, and you can register for all these events. You can sign up for their email list. And I'm just wondering now, in this big schedule, when is it exactly that you sleep? that you eat, Todd?
Yeah. Catch up on the weekends.
Ah, okay. Right. I was going to say, I don't know, though. I heard you're a little bit of golf going on there, right, with some of the chamber members sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Getting ready for the tournament and everything later in the year.
Yeah, yeah. I got to stay sharp.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you do a great job at the Pensacola Chamber, and I think that people don't realize the tremendous role the chamber plays in so many different areas of our community, and has since what year was that again?
1889.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. But I always say that a handshake is a lot better than an email.
Yes, absolutely.
There's
that
still
personal touch, it means something.
That one-on-one connection, you can't replace that. That's why I think these events are still popular. We thought maybe after COVID.
Right, we didn't know.
We were thinking, gosh, are people so used to Zoom now they won't come back?
Right.
But in fact, people were so, like, missed everybody so much that we had more people coming back as a result.
Yeah, it's come back stronger.
Absolutely. All right, sir, what's that website again?
PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay, sign up for some of these upcoming events. Now's a great time to get involved in the chamber in the fall, just like going back to school. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Meg.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and you can hear this broadcast of the Pensacola Chamber Connection again if you like. We post the podcast on our website at newsradio923.com. Go to Pensacola Expert Panel, click on Pensacola Chamber Connection.